Radio.
Imagine what it would be like if you were forbidden to lift up something as heavy as a leaf on the Sabbath. What first God told the people of Israel to keep the Sabbath holy, then as the law of Moses was codified, that commandment was broken down into subcategories of work that were prohibited on the Sabbath. But over time, the Israelites decided that thousands of very specific rules would be created to further define what constituted work in daily life. And as you might expect, some of these rules became quite petty, as we heard today in our gospel. For example, carrying more than one swallow of milk was forbidden. So was medical help, except in special cases or when a person's life was in danger. Well, then this guy called Jesus comes along, and he cleverly broke many of the little rules in order to bring attention to the way some people were focusing on externals rather than internal things of the heart and on God's law and God's love. And this infuriated the Pharisees, but it also won over many other people who were impressed with the way Jesus was rewriting the laws. So the question is, how quick are we to judge other people? By what standards do we judge others? Is it according to the law of love that Jesus preached, or our own personal interpretations of what that law might be? It's good to be vigilant and try to be as pleasing to God as possible, but getting stuck into the weeds of every individual rule can blind us to what God really wants of us for ourselves and for other people. You see, Jesus never set out to provoke others. He simply did what needed to be done, and he did it with love. This is what he asks each one of us to do as well. He wants us to become servants just as he was, but he wants us to lift other people up and show them what true freedom looks like. Sometimes this may mean going against traditions or going against everyday expectations or going against the accepted norms of our culture, but it never means breaking down the commandments. It's okay to experiment with human traditions so long as our hearts are in the right place. God won't hold it against us if we make a mistake or two along the way. While he expects us to obey his commandments, he also knows that we're still pilgrims on the journey, still learning our way. All he wants for us is to just do our best to care for others, and then he'll teach us the rest. Lord, help us to see people as you see them. Show us your love so that we can share it with everyone around us. Amen.
Radio.org.au.